us, a couple of members, if anyone noticed, we had two members did have to leave early this afternoon because of other commitments. But that, we still have well over our needed quorum to continue our meeting. And at this time, I'll call this back to order. And Ms. Taylor.
You need a wheel walk.
Good afternoon, all. Glad to be with you. Investigation's begun, not completed. We have the first two, just need some finishing touches. Of the rest, the oldest one is 4 months old, so we are getting pretty caught up. Investigation's completed, basis in fact. First one I've got is Miller versus Crawford and Glantz. This involves an arena that we built. It's covered, it's got open sides on it, and it was at the state fairgrounds. And what happened on this one was they wanted to open up and use it, and did with a temporary CO. The temporary CO was issued and not a full CO because they didn't have adequate toilet facilities. And also the sprinkler system was not working because the water main wasn't quite correct. The building inspector, in his judgment, decided that the temporary CO would be okay. It wasn't a life safety matter. However, jurisdiction then ran out of money to finish it. It kept getting used, and the temporary CO, which didn't have an expiration date, lasted, and that was the problem. The other part of the situation was with the fire inspector. It was discovered that he was behind on his fire inspections. He had taken over from a gentleman who had retired. He has since then, and as soon as he became the fire inspector, started trying to get the inspections in order. They've since then moved the fire inspections back into the building department, so they have more help with it. They've got it computerized, and they're trying as hard as they can to get that caught up. As far as the arena goes, back to that, we've recommended and we have a voluntary settlement agreement. And let me preface this also, that this was one of Shane and Mr. Strickland, Richard Strickland's investigations. When they went up there and looked at the arena, they didn't find anything else that they objected to. No code violations, no violations that they could add to this report, just the fact that it was operating on a temporary CO. When this was brought to Mr. Crawford's attention, told the county we can't be using it anymore, we need to get this in order, so that practice was stopped. Our voluntary settlement agreement that Mr. Crawford has agreed to is to, since this is an administrative thing rather than code violations, take one of our long administration classes. Mr. Glantz, since he's getting caught up and has just taken over this department, we did find basis in fact enough to warrant any kind of voluntary settlement agreement.
I'm going to ask you to repeat yourself because I didn't hear what I think you said compared to what's on the paper that I've got in front of me.
Okay.
Tell me what your decision and your conclusion was about Mr. Crawford.
Mr. Crawford, basis in fact, take a law administration class.
That's it.
That's it.
On items 3, 4, and 5.
Pardon me?
Items 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah, I got them there. I'm just trying to make sure I heard everything, and I didn't quite hear. All right, and okay. Mr. Glantz?
That was, he's good. We were good with him.
You are?
Well, Mr. Strickland was.
All right, that contradicts what's in the report. that I'm reading.
It said insufficient to justify, but in talking to Shane and in talking to Strickland, after they did the report, they decided that he didn't need to take the class anymore. I'm at a disadvantage here. They did the original investigation on this.
I think we need to probably talk to one or the other, because the report that you're presenting to us today says that there is sufficient that violations found by the investigation are sufficient to justify a hearing to determine. And it, I think we're having a conflict here, and I'm not disputing it, but since you were not the investigator, I think we need to have something that's more specific on this.
Mr. Strickland is in this afternoon. Can you get him down here?
I don't think that we need to do that. I think what we need to do is we're going to carry this one until we can get an explanation of where this is and get additional reporting or something. We need something else on paper more than just him being here.
Should we take action on Mr. Crawford and then have her come back to us on Mr. Glantz?
I think that we can probably take care of Mr. Crawford since there's not a...
So we have a voluntary settlement agreement on the table.
Yeah, and there's not a conflict of what the statements are. I think that we could probably take action with Mr. Crawford.
I move that we approve the voluntary settlement agreement with Bruce Crawford as presented.
My only question is, how long does he have to take that?
I think I've got 6 months in here.
Do we have copies of that?
Within 6 months of the date of this document.
So your motion goes with the amount of time it's taken past the loan admin course?
Yes, sir.
All right. Do I have any other discussion concerning this, the bearing on Mr. Crawford's part of the complaint? All right. In that case, well, need to take a vote. All in favor of the motion that we accept the voluntary settlement agreement, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you. And we just need to get something clarified on Mr. Glantz's.
Do we have a second on that motion?
And we need to get that clarified.
Do you need a motion on that, Mr. Chairman?
No, because it's just going to sit open.
Right. Is that something I need to bring to the next meeting in
yes,
the form of
please.
Explanation from them? Or?
Yes, from one and or both of them as to, because again, the report that's being given to us contradicts what's being stated, and you not having been the one that actually did it, we need to hear it from them. It needs to be in writing to clarify this, please. Okay, carry on, please.
All right, Phelps versus Tilly. This is